Yo, you're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. And during today's show, we gave out hourly winning words for our 10K a day giveaway. Hopefully you heard them and you entered. Remember to keep listening every day, every hour for your chance to hear the hour's winning word. Just remember, you have to enter before 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Good luck. And you get that cash. You get those bands. You get that Skrilla. You get that. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. We're on ESPN Radio. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, morning, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving. Really good morning. Coming right up.
I'm really disturbed about our KJM Thanksgiving Day draft, though, because there's a lot of secrecy.
Shenanigans.
He's trading future picks of 2024 away.
No.
Max
the main
is using
thing.
Alternative words to describe the same thing.
That's not true.
No. The main thing is Keith. I took stuffing to corner the market, and then Keith took Cajun-style cornbread stuffing. That should have been disallowed.
No. Okay. So, Max, is there only one quarterback in the draft?
Well, that's
is there only one offensive lineman in the draft?
But once you take stuffing, it's like Jay trying to do the creamy mashed potatoes.
Well,
no, Jay, mashed potatoes gone.
So why was Key stuffing allowed?
It shouldn't have been.
But my creamy, like, why?
The
more
I think about it, it shouldn't have been.
We should go back and have that pick over again.
I know what you're looking at, Max.
Yeah.
You're looking at my list of goods from the turkey to the stuffing to the veggie greens to the dessert. To the washing it down with the cocktail. You're looking at it the way it's supposed to be. No one goes to Thanksgiving and meals and have 50 of the same things.
The point is, there's draft strategy. I take stuffing before.
You got yams. You got yams and sweet potatoes.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I got
mashed potatoes. I'm sorry.
I took gravy and stuffing so no one else could have gravy or stuffing at Thanksgiving. That means I win because we're competing.
But then
you took another kind of stuffing, which should be disallowed.
You know what I took?
Huh?
You know what you took?
What's that?
You took Derrick Henry.
Right.
Okay?
All right.
And I took Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, you took I see what you're saying.
I got a lot of stuff in there.
He's saying it's not – he took Debo or Christian McCaffrey. He took like a multi –
I got stuffing. I got everything.
Stuffing is stuffing. Mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes. Once that's off the board, that should be off the board.
Hold on, guys. This is all Jay's fault. He's the one who opened up Pandora's box and took a turkey after we took a turkey. So if Jay's complaining about this, it's all his fault.
But James, it's not one.
I know. I'm just
saying.
Your quarterback.
That
if he's complaining.
But Thanksgiving has to have a turkey.
The staff's turkey is so dry.
Yeah.
My mouth is getting
dry.
Hard.
I'm confused. How can our turkey be dry?
Because you're not cooking it, Yates.
No. Oh, I'm absolutely cooking that.
See, you didn't establish that. Pat's cooking it
for sure.
That was the worst draft pick was. Is since we established ahead of time that we could take different preparations of turkey, not of potatoes or stuffing, but of turkey, the worst possible draft choice if you're drafting first overall is just a traditional turkey because there will be a version of a turkey waiting for you.
We got ham hocks roasted in that joint, chitlins, throwing all types of stuff. You know what I'm talking about. Have chitlins?
Nobody took chitlins yet.
Well,
still
I mean,
on the board.
I don't think
depends
on what house you're going
to. I ain't in this draft messing around the chitlins.
Wait, first off, don't do that to the chitlins. They didn't do nothing to you.
Oh, no, Albert's
you don't want some pig feet? You don't want some pig feet too?
No, I'm good. I graduated from that.
We are on a text chain. We're on a text chain on this show on KJM. We have a private text chain going. And yesterday, I'm hosting this just in, and I look down at the private text chain. And I see the KJM text chain. And I see.
Why say private text?
Because it's not like it's public. No one could see it, right?
That's
we're not tweeting it out. Yeah, I guess that's true. And the point is that Albert Breer tweeted something that was, I don't know, who put it out there? One of our producers put it out, James or Pat or someone? Or
it
Shannon
was Pizza
it
Pat.
It was Pat. Pat Costello linked to an Albert Breer tweet that Justin Fields apologized to his teammates after the Bears lost to the Falcons. He apologized to his teammates in the locker room. He told the defense, Justin Fields did, that they, the defense, gave the offense a chance and that the offense – Justin Fields and the offense could not get it done. So, obviously, that kind of accountability in the locker room, along with him playing hurt, right, Justin Fields, went a long way with his teammates. That's a stark contrast between that and Zach Wilson, who, remember, was drafted second overall. It's when, you know, Justin Fields was the presumptive number two overall pick heading into the draft behind Trevor Lawrence. Instead, it was Zach Wilson. And then even Trey Lance went third, and Justin Fields fell all the way to 11th. And that was the Chicago Bears' gain because the Giants, thinking they already had their quarterback, made a trade with the Bears, which wound up, by the way, ultimately meaning Micah Parsons went to the Cowboys and Justin Fields went to the Bears, which is not great for my Giants in either case. But at any rate, Zach Wilson and Justin Fields are therefore connected, man. And Zach Wilson, after he couldn't muster better than a field goal for the offense, right, is asked point blank at the press conference, post-game presser after the loss to the Patriots, a second in 3 weeks. Do you think you let the defense, which played very well, down? And he said no, immediately. Like, no, dismissed it and scratched his nose and that was it, right?
Scratched his nose.
Well, I mean, you could have had Justin Fields two overall. You took Zach Wilson. Should the Jets bench Zach Wilson? We asked two-time Super Bowl champion Pepper Johnson that earlier in this show. This is what he said.
I think you have to play him the next game because you want to show that support. You want to show, in a sense, yeah, you know, you had a bad game, but let's put that game behind you and let's go out here and show the world what you really had made out of. That was just one game out of the 16. And let's you know, see where you go from there.
And that's essentially what I said on the show, and I've been telling you guys this for the longest. And this is a two-time Super Bowl winning champion who's coached in the league, who's been around the league for a very long time. And this is what I say about a young quarterback, Max and Jay, is you bringing back against Chicago. And if it doesn't work out early in Chicago, the bullpen is up and ready. They're ready to go. And now at this point in time, they're ready to go. Now you pull him out of the game and you teach him a lesson. But you want to give him a hug. You want to wrap your arms around him. And I understand. Yes, people have wrapped their arms around him his entire life, right? He's a privileged kid, and he all this the way he approaches things and does things may rub people the wrong way. But this is the first time and the last time that I'm going to give you this opportunity, and this is what Coach Robert Saleh has probably already told him, and you go out there and let's see what you do in the week of the practice. But remember, if your ass start to do things that you shouldn't be doing, you'll be standing over here next to me. And that's the love that you have to give the young man.
I mean, look, potatoes, whether you want to bench him.
Jay drafted them both. Go ahead.
Whether you don't. You know, the reality is just looking at this now, like, do you believe that Zach Wilson can grow into the leader of the men in that locker room? And that's my question that I have, right?
I got six games for him, Jay.
Yeah, but
let's see if you can do it.
I don't, but here's the thing, though, Key. I don't know if you're going to find that out in six games.
No, you can find it out because, remember, it's just not six games. It's last year and this year. But I'm saying you got six more games.
Well, so let me ask you, Key, with what you've seen thus far, with what you've seen with your football eyes thus far, is he the leader and the quarterback that this franchise needs to move forward?
No.
My gut is saying the same thing. I hope he proves us wrong, Key.
No,
but sometimes the writing is on the wall. Like you see it.
True.
Everybody feels it.
You know,
right?
I felt this way about Daniel Jones. Like, writing's on the wall. It's not for sure. But here's the difference. Wait, here's the difference. With Daniel Jones, at least I felt he's tough. He has the size and the mobility and everything. He is well liked, and he doesn't run his mouth like he's you know. And his teammates seemed to like him. His play on the field, to me, didn't disqualify him, but it wasn't trending in the right direction. But there were extenuating circumstances. No talent on the line, no talent at skills
Saquon
positions. You didn't love the coaching staff. Saquon was hurt.
Three different coaches.
Right. Yeah. Zach Wilson has a good, successful new head coach, right, a couple years now, has skills position players everywhere you look.
Have Breece Hall go down.
Well, okay, but still, he has a lot of skill.
But then they went out and got James Robinson.
Right, they brought a guy ready. But and more than that, he is not like Daniel Jones, just quiet, tough, that kind of stuff, answering all the right questions the right way. He doesn't do that stuff. So with Daniel Jones, there's enough extenuating circumstances to say, I don't think so, but let me see. And it's looking good so far.
Zach is in a much better position in his second year than Daniel Jones was ever in.
Yes.
Right.
Ever in. And the six games that I point to, Jay, is to give him – he may not even make it to the six games, but the six games is there. He may not even get to the sixth game, the seventh game in the playoffs. He may never get there. But I, at least as a front office guy and a head coach, I need to see before I go try to make a trade for Aaron Rodgers or Derek Carr or wait till free agency for Daniel Jones or another quarterback that's out there. Did you learn anything? Let me see if you learned anything, because you can grow in a month and a half really quick when everything is stacked against you.
Can you grow as a person, not just as a player, Key?
But it's not also just him growing, though, Max, and Key, I'm with you. It's also how he decides to grow collectively and his teammates. Key, you and I know about this, man, being in locker rooms. A lot of times, right, like you have set thoughts about people from the beginning that if they don't go out of their way to try to help you get out of that way, that's what you think, right?
So, like, can he get,
but if you win, that cures all. I get all that.
Look, man, I spoke to somebody this offseason that I hung out with, and they said to me, they told me, Mike White is better. Now, I'm not going to disclose who that person was, but he said Mike White is better because he's there every single day. And I'm like, really? He said the only reason why, man, they doing this is because the dude was the second pick of the draft. They'll never admit it, but Mike White is better.
Yeah, so, okay. It's not just that he would have to improve on the field. He's thrown 4 touchdown passes this year in total. He'd have to transform as a person, it seems, in terms of the way he leads and handles the media. He'd have to undergo a metamorphosis, if you will, Jay. Hmm. Which brings us to the Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max KJM $10,000 giveaway, $10,000 a day giveaway, winning word of the hour. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. It is after 10 after the hour, so it is overdue for our winning word of the hour. Every hour we give away $2,500. You text the following word to 777-000. You're entered for your chance to win. And the winning word is, I said metamorphosis. Have any idea what the winning word is? Butterfly. As in the style of preparation for my turkey, since all the good ones were taken. B-U-T-T-E-R-F-L-Y.
Yeah. Butterfly. I'm going to go home and I'm going to prepare me a butterfly turkey.
Looks good. Key, if you looked at the pictures I saw online, you would not be. It's the closest thing to a deep fried turkey. That's all I have to say.
So I just want to say before we start talking about food again that this is our last hour of this day.
Yes.
Giving away $2,500. You text the word butterfly to 777-000. And after today, we will have given away $100,000.
After this last $2,500?
After this last $2,500.
We're up to $97,500. This will make it
$100,000. With another $100,000 left to go.
We've given away 39 different people $2,500. You could be the 40th. Text butterfly to 777-000.
That's how you spend that 100 G's, 100 J, just fast, because that 100 G's went fast.
No purchase necessary. Ends December 7th, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. So I interrupted a spirited Zach Wilson Jets debate to do that. Well, I mean, if you never stop talking, guess what happens?
I'm trying to get to it.
They keep going.
If Jay would just shut up, I'm trying to get to it.
Oh, I mean, really?
I love our show.
So, where were we with Zach Wilson? And by the way,
you were talking about a metamorphosis, butterfly.
Yes. Well, that was just.
Do you think he can pull that off?
Nope. Listen, he did it public-facing, right? He said to the media. So on this Just In, terrific show, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN, handsome host.
It's not a new show anymore.
I didn't say. I said
you
a
said
terrific,
terrific
show.
New show.
Damn! Anyway. Shut up, Jay. At any rate, I mentioned this to Harry Douglas and Coach Herm Edwards. Like, I would want to see a public-facing apology. They said, first to the team. You got to apologize in that locker room. Okay, fine. But then I would like him to, not an apology, I'd like him to face the media, Zach Wilson, before he touched the ball again and say, look, I was asked at the press conference right after the game, obviously I was frustrated, do I think I let the defense down? You know, I don't like to separate us out that way, we're one team and this and that, and that's where I was coming from, but obviously I let the defense down, man, they played great, we only put up 3 points.
Falls on deaf ears for me.
Yeah.
Key, let me ask you, that may be key, but better than not doing it at all.
If Zach Wilson called Garrett Wilson, right? Like,
How would you have taken that as a wide receiver? After, like, what you've heard from your quarterback to a degree, like, yo, look, man, that's on me. I own it. Like, does that patch that relationship? Because obviously he looked visibly
frustrated. Wait, you said if he called Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, and just kind of, like, talked about, like, yo, today's on me. Like, repairing individual relationships.
I wouldn't trip on it. I mean, I just want you to go out there and play, man. I'm not even just worried about.
Okay.
You know, if I'm on the defensive side of the ball, I'm not even worried about it. I played on the offensive side of the ball, and our offense at times in Tampa Bay stunk. It was stinky, Jay. Pew-wee. You know that smell? And we had some strong personalities, the Derrick Brookses of the world, obviously, you know, Warren Sapp and Simeon Rice in that game. And they would say things about the offense in the media. And I was a part of the offense. Mm. But I didn't – I'm just like, whatever, man. I'm going to do my job, and I just got to go out there and do my job. And the rest is history. And then guess what? Oh, man, you good. You're great. That's all that matters.
I think that, though, that kind of personal, interpersonal touch, like I know if we have a show and, you know, Jay and I have a little problem, I contact his people, Key, and he puts me on his call sheet, and then eventually he gets back to me and we work it out.
What are you saying? I'm Russell Wilson?
Well, I don't know. Who said – you said Russell. Why are you bringing Russell Wilson into this?
Isn't that what Beast Mode said about Russell Wilson?
No, he's going to Well, as a matter of fact, since you mentioned it, yes, Jay.
You're part of the conversation. I know he's just got some other stuff that he needs to get to. He got a long laundry list of names and people that associates. He got to get to Jimmy Pitaro, Kevin Durant over here, and figure what Dave Roberts wants to do. And Max is somewhere in there.
Yeah, I'm on the call sheet.
And then eventually he gets it. Yeah, you called him on Monday. He may get back to you on Saturday. And in between, he had some things him and his family,
tells me
newborn, had to do.
I'm a good friend. I get back to you.
You know what he tells me? I'm just coming up for air. I'm just coming up for air now.
Oh, my God. What room you been in with what people?
Just coming up for air. Sorry about that.
Just coming up for air. I'll get back to you, you know? God. Those people drive me nuts. The coming up for air people. Oh, my head's been so just.
I've been underwater.
You know? My head's been in the sand lately.
Former Michigan tight end Jake Butt with us now, guys. Good morning, Jake.
Morning, guys.
How are you? Hey, what's the outlook? OSU versus Michigan, Jake. What do you think?
OSU by 15? Jake? No?
Well, we'll see, right? We don't have enough information at this point. Everyone's wondering how Blake Corum is, where his health's at, where Donovan Edwards is at, Trevor Keegan, an offensive lineman, a key piece, Luke Schoonmaker. So Michigan's really beat up. They didn't play a lot of guys in the Illinois game trying to get healthy for this week, and then they go out and lose their Heisman candidate, Blake Corum. So we'll see where they're at health-wise. That'll probably be the number one thing people are looking at in this game.
Yeah, Jake, it sounds like you're learning this business really fast already, huh?
You know how to quick.
You know how to weave and dodge and diggle a little bit.
He didn't take that low-hanging fruit, Key. He didn't take it.
Politics, baby, right?
That's good. If Michigan goes into Ohio State and healthy or not healthy and drop this game, do they still deserve to be in the conversation of getting into the Final Four?
It depends on how they play. If it's not close, I don't think so. But if they can go in there and keep it competitive and lose, and I would say this for either team, but especially for Michigan, if Blake Corum isn't healthy, if some guys aren't healthy, they should be in that conversation. I would think they need some help from other teams going down. At this point, you know, let's assume Georgia wins out, TCU wins out, Ohio State would be undefeated at that point. You would need USC to lose. At that point, LSU in that scenario would have lost to Georgia in the SEC championship. So Michigan would need some help, but at a minimum, they would have to keep it close.
Jake, I've gotten a chance to play in Duke, Carolina before multiple times.
Me too.
Max has as well. That he just tells people he has. The game has a different feel towards it. You can't really describe it. It's a rivalry game. Can you take us inside for a second just about, like, what this game feels like to participate in, Ohio State, Michigan?
It starts at birth, really. So I was actually born 15 minutes from Ohio State's campus in Columbus, Ohio, and then I went up and played ball at Michigan. So I've lived both sides of this. When you're born in Columbus or Ann Arbor, you're born in one of those hospitals, the first threads you wear is scarlet and gray if it's in Columbus, or maize and blue if it's in Ann Arbor. And your parents look down at you as a firstborn son like, hey, you're going to be a Wolverine one day, or you're going to be a Buckeye one day. So this starts from birth, essentially, and it builds up, and it's a sense of pride where it's the entire state of Michigan versus the entire state of Ohio. And then for players, when you walk down into the stadium, I can really only – the best way I could describe it is say your senses are on another level. Every single thing about being in that environment is amplified. You know, you play in the big house, there's 100,000 plus. The shoe, it's 100,000 plus. You know, most weeks some fans are distracted and not everyone is working in unison. The thing about the game, and especially a game where it's number two versus number three with the implications on the line, every single person in that stadium is fully engaged and locked into the present play and the present moment. And that just amplifies the environment. You have to be at your best as a player. And frankly, that's why you go to these schools. You know, when I committed to Michigan, it was committing to Michigan, but partly committing to have the opportunity to play in this game. And I know that's the case for everybody.
Now, Jake, why would you – it's similar to USC, UCLA out here in L.A., close. We're within 4 miles of each other. Why would you turn your back on the state of Ohio?
You give me a good opportunity here. They didn't offer me. They actually didn't offer me. So I got a good story for you. So I actually grew up a Buckeye fan. So I was in there in Columbus, Ohio. The director of recruiting at the time was Greg Gillum. His son was Tanner Gillum. I played football and basketball with him from seventh grade all the way through high school. So they didn't offer me. So I end up winning the Mackey Award my senior year, which is the nation's top tight end. So I go down to Atlanta for the award show. That's Thursday night. They say, be in the lobby at 7 a.m. Friday morning. So I get down there about 6:45. There's two other people in the lobby. There's the clerk, and then there's Urban Meyer. And I never had had a face-to-face conversation with Urban up until that point. So I go over, post up on the wall, hey, coach, how's it going? He walks over, gets right up in my chest, and he's like, why didn't you come to Ohio State? And I'm like, coach, you didn't offer me. He's like, what was it? Were you a bad student? I'm like, coach, I went to Michigan. He's like, what, you get in trouble? All this stuff. He's like, listen, you're a heck of a player. You used to give me nightmares. I wish you the best. So it kind of came full circle in that sense.
Wow, yeah, well, he ought to find whoever that recruiter was or that tight end coach, and he's probably already fired, but you know what I'm saying.
Hey, Jake, happy Thanksgiving, Jake. Appreciate you jumping on this morning.
Thanks, Jake.
Of course, guys. All right, have a great week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Go Buckeyes.
Will number three Michigan beat number two Ohio State and be this weekend's mayhem moment?
No.
Brought to you by Allstate. Switch to Allstate and save and get protected from this year's mayhem. So have we finished? Have we completed our draft?
We're at 9:45. We have the
supplemental picks.
We're closing it out. Yes.
Yeah.
What, 9:45. I traded mine. I don't have one. I'm thinking about getting back in. Yeah. I'm thinking about moving my second or third round pick to get that pick back at 9:45. Second or third round pick for the 2023
would you like,
turkey draft.
I'm going to call you. Would you like my pick? Because I think we can work out a trade here.
You don't have anything I want, trust me.
I
don't
want any creamy mashed
potatoes. I don't want any creamy mashed potatoes.
I have my pick. I have my pick.
And I like everything I have. Unless you want to swap 2023s for your pick to get back in. But I'm not giving you anything on my board.
But you don't have a pick.
I do. I have 2023.
No, you can't use 2023's picks.
Hey, Keith, what are the Trojans going to have to do to beat Notre Dame on Saturday? That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPNU.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. I'd like to file a formal complaint against Keyshawn Johnson's cornbread stuffing pick. I've had enough. I've been thinking about it. It's really messed up.
Well, I took stuffing. That's, you know,
I took stuffing.
I don't know what to tell you. Key, you may mention before we went to break that you would like a pick, and I have a pick available. Oh. So would you like to make a trade?
If I could trade back into the draft for this year's Thanksgiving KJM draft, I will give you some picks from 2023.
No, I can't accept that.
Well, then there's no trade. We're wasting the conversation. And why are you even having the conversation with me if you're not willing to deal?
I would like your old-fashioned in return for my pick.
What? No, why would I do that?
Because I would like to have both old-fashions and the Negronis.
How many different drinks do you need?
Clearly, you need some help.
Wait, it's Thanksgiving. Just take a drink. Stay with one drink on Thanksgiving.
I'm hanging out the whole day.
So keep having your drink.
All right.
Four-time Super Bowl champion and Pro Football Hall of Famer Ronnie Lott is with us now. Morning.
Keyshawn.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Jay Will.
How you doing, Ronnie? Good to see you, man.
Great seeing you.
The great Ronnie.
How are you guys?
Good. Doing well. So, are you surprised by the level of SC's success this season so far?
No.
Why is that? Because you high expectations for Lincoln Riley?
Wait a minute. When you have a quarterback that can dominate the field, and that quarterback, I mean, when I was watching him throw the ball the other night, there's only one guy that can throw the ball like him, Mahomes. I mean, when you watch him and the way that he throws the ball and how he gets around the field, his accuracy, his escapability, I mean, there are just so many characteristics that makes that kid special. And to me, if he comes out, whoever has that pick, I mean, you got to go with a kid like this. But he has been phenomenal. I watched him play up in when they played against Stanford. And I was sitting there with Jerry Rice on the sideline. And clearly both of us were sitting there, again, in awe of how he throws the football.
Ronnie, when you look at USC, obviously they beat UCLA last week. They take on Notre Dame this week. As a kid, I obviously remember you playing against Notre Dame and being at the games and on the sidelines and jumping up and down and the whole deal. What was that experience like, though, for you to be able to play Notre Dame in the Coliseum in these type of situations?
Yeah, well, we're going against some guy named Joe Montana. You know, it wasn't that bad, but it was that bad. I mean, you got to remember, we played against this guy – and we're kicking their butt. In the second half, the ball doesn't touch the ground. He completes every pass. And the secondary comprised of Dennis Smith, it comprised of Joey Browner and Jeff Fisher. And so, you know, you think about the guys playing, you think about in that moment. And to me, I did not know that he was that good. I know that he was, you know, pretty good, but I didn't know that he was that good. And so you never know. And the reason you never know is that it's guys like that, you know, they put themselves in that position where they become a legend. and clearly having a chance to play with him, that, you know, the rest of my life, I've gotten to know a lot about why Joe is great.
Four-time Super Bowl champion and Pro Football Hall of Famer Ronnie Lott joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Ronnie, I want to ask you about the impact of Lincoln Riley. Does it feel that USC basketball is a, look at me, USC football is right where it belongs?
Yeah, it is. You know, the excitement, you know, when you think about Pete Carroll, when Pete came, there was an excitement, there was an electricity, there was a positive, you know, look at the game. And I think on the sideline, the last, you know, four or five games, when you look on the sideline, there's an enthusiasm about the game. And to me, what he has brought and the things that he's been able to show that he could, that he can actually make it exciting. The game could be exciting. That, you know, I mean, Keyshawn can tell you that, you know, SC football is around. It's always been around the offense. It's around the guys like Marcus. It's around guys like Keyshawn. It's around the guys that are, you know, the great athletes that are on the offensive side. And so, to me, when I think about what we're seeing what we're seeing with Lincoln Riley and what we're going to continue to see with him is we're going to see, those kind of athletes coming back to USC. And to me, that shift of power of getting that kind of athlete back at USC, the Reggie Bushes of the world to me are, it's exciting. And it's exciting because it's Hollywood. It's Jay Will, you're out here for a reason, right? So that's what makes it, to me, that's what makes it, you know, valuable is that the things that we see every day in sports is due to somebody making it very exciting. And Lincoln Riley is that kind of coach. I think he has that kind of presence about himself.
So that and by the way, finds himself in the college football playoff because of the high powered offense. But sometimes it looks to me like it's like the college football version of Mike D'Antoni, because if the defense could even be good, it doesn't have to be great, you're like, oh my God, they win the whole thing. What do you think what are the title hopes here?
I mean, to me right now, the hope is just about the fact that we're actually, you know, the hope is around the fact that we're competing and that we're playing, you know, great football. I don't know if the hope is about trying to be, you know, number one, but the hope is around competing and going out playing great football. But that's always been, to me, when I think about the mantra of USC, the hope has always been about, you know, we're going to go out and we're going to fight on. We're going to dominate. We're going to try to figure out ways to compete on the field. And that's what I learned. And that's what I'm sure Keyshawn said that he learned when he was there, is that there is this fight and there is this, you know, commitment to excellence. And so, there are things there that you're seeing this year, but clearly, you know, this idea of being number one or this idea of being in the playoffs, I mean, it's a week by week situation, and that's the way you have to look at it.
The great Ronnie Lott, ladies and gentlemen, of course, the four-time Super Bowl champion and Pro Football Hall of Famer, Ronnie Lott.
And Jay, you almost mentioned basketball there at the minute. Did you know, trivia, that Ronnie Lott played on the basketball team at USC?
What? I did not know this.
Yes,
Jay.
I know what
Jay. Ronnie, I put on the uniform.
I know Bill Duffy. Bill Duffy had told me one time that you had balling skills, but I didn't know it was to that degree. I didn't know it was like that.
It's like that.
I actually tried. You got to try. You know, the one thing that I will tell you, Jay Will, I could stay in front of you, but I couldn't shoot.
Well, defense was the thing for Ronnie, obviously.
Hey, man.
Thanks, Ronnie. Appreciate
it. All right, Ronnie. Good luck with everything, brother.
Hey, guys. Great seeing you, brothers.
Have a good one, man.
Happy Thanksgiving, too.
Happy Thanksgiving. compensatory round of the KJM Thanksgiving food draft. I didn't know we had a compensation round here. That's next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Four-time Super Bowl champion and Pro Football Hall of Famer Ronnie Lott. Are you surprised by the level of SC's success this season so far?
No.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, the ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Our KJM's Thanksgiving food draft. The staff picked first, and in just monumentally, a monumental blunder, taking just a traditional turkey with the first overall pick when Jay? We decided that various preparations of turkeys would be okay.
There you go. Put on a chapstick.
Turkey was still on the board,
go
and
they
took
cool
deep-fried
key.
Turkey second overall. At any rate, we're up to our supplemental. I didn't know there was going to be a supplemental round, but apparently there is.
I traded out of it.
Yeah.
I'll give you, once again.
I picked up the sweet potato pie from KJM staff.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them my pick in a supplemental
in what?
What? Pick. It gave them what? That to get the sweet potato pie. So I got my dessert that I needed and they could have the pick. I got my old fashioned. I got my green beans. Oh, my God. I got my honey baked ham. I got my Cajun stuffing, my smoked turkey. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Deep fried turkey, collard greens, buttermilk cornbread, garlic roasted potatoes, apple pie with the vanilla ice cream, Negroni. Okay.
So who's on the clock now, guys?
Pat Costello. All right, the staff. The staff has two picks, huh?
Yeah, with our first compensatory pick, the KJM staff is going to take the charcuterie board.
Oh, my God. You know, I was thinking about that a while ago. I was wondering if that would be a pick to figure out, hey, because if you do the charcuterie board early and you sit down early with your family while you're watching the first game and into the second game, you have something to munch on as the food continues to cook. This is an excellent pick by the KJM staff.
Oh, man, I just disagree with that. Who's up?
I think I'm up. I just disagree with that. Got the pick in here from the wife, have to pay homage. To her side of the family. We're going with the tabbouleh. Tabbouleh.
What?
You guys never heard of tabbouleh, nor have you had
it. Yeah, tabbouleh is delicious. But
tabbouleh is our thing in
the household. But it's just not a traditional Thanksgiving.
Tabbouleh is a
Thanksgiving for who? Well, that's true. That's a good point.
For who?
Tabbouleh is a solid pick for you, Jay Will. I just think that you probably could have done something a little bit different. But, look, everybody deserves a bunch of different flavors, and everybody deserves what they want on their holiday table. Yeah, you know? And in this situation, you selected something that you probably could have got in free agency, but I understand.
No. This is cultural. This is good. Like I said before, Look at it and go like Kafka. Like, there's a lot of other things I could have went with, but Tabbouleh was a consensus in our family.
All right. Well, is it my turn? Or the staff picks from Key?
Have you just been waiting for Key's it to be your turn the whole time?
That's right. BS, BS, my line, BS.
KJM staff is back on the board with the selection. They traded Keyshawn Johnson, traded out of his to pick up the sweet potato pick. It goes to the KJM staff. You guys are on it now.
Yeah, we're going to go with our final compensatory pick, a nice bottle of Patron.
Okay. Yeah, now I have the last pick in the draft.
Great.
I have the last pick in the draft, and I'm going to say this right now. If Key gets to take a version of stuffing after I already cornered the market on stuffing, then I am going to take – and he took a honey glazed ham, right, Key? You took a honey glazed ham?
Yes, I took a honey glazed
ham. I'm taking a bourbon glazed ham. I'm taking a ham. If he gets to take a version of stuffing, I'm taking a version of ham. I got a bourbon glazed ham.
This is just getting ridiculous.
Well, it's not fair. I took stuffing so no one else could take it.
For all the sides you have, yeah, so I guess, I guess.
I got turkey. I got basically an imitation fried turkey. I got a glazed ham. I got a butterfly turkey. I picked last in the draft.
What do you want, full turkey now? Come on.
It's the second best kind of turkey. It's better than smoked. It's better than traditional.
That's where it is.
I got my mashed potatoes and the gravy and the stuffing and the ham. Come on. Can you all just admit that I won again?
No one does mashed potatoes and stuffing, Max.
Really?
No.
Actually, by no one, you mean everyone. Then yes, I agree.
No one does that.
Yes, they do. They do, and they put the gravy on both.
We did it growing up. We did it.
Patron liquor for the staff is an excellent choice of tequila, considering that they are certainly in our wheelhouse at KJM, one of our major sponsors. That is a smart move by them picking that up. It's great. I don't have any arguments with it. I think when you look at Max Kellerman's final and last pick with a bourbon ham, that sounds like an internet recipe to me. I'm not 100% sold on it. Let's see how it works out long term. Tomorrow, how many times he has to go to the restroom after eating a bourbon ham. Then when you talk about Jay Will's finally the Tabbouleh. How am I saying it right?
Tabbouleh.
Tabbouleh. I like the pick. I just think he could have got that maybe in free agency. He didn't have to use a pick on it, but that's just me. I understand it's a cultural thing. Hey, this draft was great on the KJM Thanksgiving draft. It looks good. Now let the fans judge on our Twitter account.
Key traded the 5th and 7th picks for that sweet potato pie. It was a good move.
I'm not mad at it.
It was a good move.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. That was
a great move on both sides.
That was a great move.
729.
Yeah, you guys got too much. Is really to the staff. You got too much.
Well, there's draft strategy. If
they got a lot, but it's not all good.
Yeah.
If you were drafting an all-time team, you don't start with a quarterback because there are a million great quarterbacks. Right?
No, there's not a million great quarterbacks. If you
hold on, all-time draft. Oh, if I said draft your all-time team and you took a quarterback one, doesn't matter who you take. You take Mahomes, I'll take Brady. You take Montana. I'll take you don't draft. You draft that position where there's a guy who's different than everyone else first, right? Lawrence Taylor, Deion Sanders.
What's the greatest quarterback draft in the history of the quarterbacks, Max? 19 what? 82?
It's the one, yeah, it would be, was that 82 or 83?
I think it was 82 or 83, one of those
years.
Yeah,
that was the greatest draft.
But there's only like John Elway and Dan Marino, right?
Jim Kelly.
Was Jim in that draft too?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So you got those three guys. The rest of the guys all flamed out.
But, dude.
You got those three. Everybody else flamed out.
That's a big three to have. Like, you think of the
that's
three.
That's what I'm saying about the turkeys.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. But you're saying in any one given
year. What
was
your turkey again?
I took a roasted turkey.
Yeah, butterfly
though. Because you know why? Because you get crispy skin. Me neither. I looked
it's
it up
like
online.
A deep fried
you get
turkey.
No, it's not deep it's fried, but it simulates it simulates an aspect of it.
Max doesn't even know if it tastes good.
No doubt. Yeah, I'm just doing but Key, no once idea. The turkeys came off the board, I looked it up online. Let me see the best recipe.
How much deep fried turkey. How much food, Max, actually from this list?
I would say I came in first and Jay came in second.
1, 2, 3.
They came in third as a staff. You're dead.
It's gonna be different from it won't be a roasted turkey. Be a deep fried turkey. No, because I'm going to do sweet potato pie.
This dude got not one single green nothing on him.
That's right. Who needs something green on Thanksgiving? What are you out of your minds? Green E is coming up.
Happy
That's the closest
Thanksgiving.
Thing I'll get to some green
Happy
on my
Thanksgiving.
Plate.
Stay
Happy
safe
Thanksgiving,
out there.
Everybody.
Let's go, G-Men.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.